Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Samech and Oizva tradition, starting the ninth parak of Maseches Eruvin. Zog the Mishnah, Kol Gogoi Sa'ir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of the city are considered to be one big Rishus. This Shita, the Shita of Rav Meir, holds that one can carry from one roof to another, even though below the roofs is divided, and every house has its own Mechitzas. And each one has its own rishus, but the roofs all considered to be one rishus. Ubilvach le'gag gavoya asora no moch asora divrei Meir. As long as you don't have one roof higher than the other roof, 10 tfachim. Because if it's going to be 10 tfachim high, it's going to look like rishus ha'yochid and rishus ha'rabim, which rishus ha'yochid is 10 tfachim higher than rishus ha'rabim. And if you get allowed to carry between the roofs, people will come to carry also between rishus ha'rabim and rishus ha'yochid. Say every roof stands on its own, and you cannot carry from roof to roof. Karfifois is a closed area outside the city, which is used usually to have animals there. All these three areas, roofs, chatzeros, and karfifois, all get to be one rishus, the kelim sheshavtu l'toichom. Only if a kelim that were there, in the chatzar, in the karfaf, or in the roof, that you could carry. But if it was in the house and take it out, that you cannot carry. Talking in a case when there's no eruv, so things that have a shvisa in the house, you cannot even take them out from that house to another area which belongs to a friend. So the Gemara, Kol Gogos Sayir Shuzachas Vechulei Yer B'Yisipa Boi Nomar Yispal Gun Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel argued, Aliba the Shita of Rameh, according to Rameh, that holds all the roofs are considered to be one big rishus. How much can you carry? Shmuel Amad Beis Asayim. Shmuel says you can carry the max of two Beis Seos, which is, it's like an area which is not livable. People don't live on the roof. So it's considered to be an unlivable space, meaning not a place where people have a living. It's not a Beis Dira. And therefore, the max you can carry is Beis Asayim and not more. Rav Amar Metaltlin Bom Afilu Kur Afilu Kurayim can carry much more. It is considered to be a mokum dira, a place of a dira. Havubai Meir, they wanted to say, Mapligi Rameh Rabbanon, the whole machlikis Rameh Rabbanon is b'she'irvu. Aval b'shaloi irvu loy, that's the Girsa Rav Chaim. Meaning, if there's an eruv between the people, the houses, so then comes Rameh and says, the roofs all considered to be one big rishus, you can carry an entire rishus. Rabbanon say, no, the roof is not a mokum dira. And each one is separated, and the eruv that you have below doesn't help for there above on the roof. But if there's no eruv, Rav Meir will agree you can't carry from roof to roof. And the Gemara explains more. Meaning, when you have an eruv, it's considered to be all belong to one person. So therefore, you can carry from roof to roof. But if there's no eruv, you can't carry from roof to roof, even according to Rav Meir. Continues the Gemara and says, The our Mishnah is talking about that reaching the roof, they're all getting in the same method. Either Sulam Tzuri, which is a Sulam Kavu, it's a big ladder that stays there, or Sulam Mitzri, which is a small ladder, which is movable, but they all use the same type of ladder. But if everybody uses a Sulam Mitzri, a temporary ladder, and that's how they get to the roof. But one person does have a Kavu Dik Sulam, the one who has the Sulam Tzuri, the permanent ladder, Nasek HaPesach, he frame, it's like a door, they can go in and out. Which means, in the Yerushalmi, means climbing up and climbing down. So meaning the one who has the Sulam Tzuri, he has the main access to the roof, meaning he can carry in all the roofs. And Reb Chaim quotes here the Bavli that says, as if everybody else was moicha the rishus to him, because he has the main entrance to the roof. Continues the Gemara and says, ma'u letaltel bekulei. Meaning, according to Rabbanon, that say you can't carry from one roof to another, what about the one roof itself? Can you carry in this entire roof? Shmuel amar letaltel bekulei. Shmuel says you could carry in this roof at least. We're continuing the Asamach on the base. Rav Amar ein metaltelin bo yelabar ba'amis. No, you can carry only four amis in the one roof. So the Muhammad thinks to plig al Rav, the Chora Mishnah doesn't fit with Rav, because it says in the Mishnah, Kagodol samuch lekoton, you have a big roof close to a small roof. Hagodol mutar vakoton osur. Now what's the idea? The idea is that the Godol, the large roof, when it's open to the small roof, it's only an opening, because it still has walls on both sides, surrounding the small roof. But the small roof is completely open to the big roof, and therefore it becomes Asr. So says the Gemara, now according to Rav Chaim, as Rav Chaim explains, there's implied in your question. Mishnah according to Shmuel makes a lot of sense. You could carry in the roof. So if you have the big roof or the large roof, it really has four mechitzas, you could carry in the roof. The small one, which is completely open to the big roof, that one you cannot carry in that one. That's the difference between the big one and the small one. But how will you explain Rav? Nicha godol mutar ba'arbamis. The big one you could carry within arbamis, because that's the max you can carry according to Rav. But what does it mean that a katan osur ba'arbamis? Does it mean you can't carry within arbamis? V'yesh osur ba'arbamis. Do we ever find the problem to carry arbamis? Even if shusar rabbi, you could carry up to 4 amis. So why would you say that this small roof cannot carry 4 amis? So the chur, it's a rai against Rav, that when it says you could carry the roof, it means the entire roof. Says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, meaning Rav and Shmuel came to explain the Mishnah according to Rav. Amr shenu stimler arba ames yifnei pitchoi. You could carry only 4 amis. But the big roof can carry 4 amis using some of the amis within the small roof. You can use 2 amis within the big roof and then 2 amis within the small roof. The small roof cannot carry 4 amis. It can use 2 amis in the big roof because it's completely open, so it could only carry 4 amis within its own roof, but cannot use the big one. So the Gemara, another answer, you have an actual opening to the roof. Meaning, we're talking about that this is not a roof. This has a din of a chatzar. We're talking about you have actual stairs that go up, and you have a normal door going in there. So the roof is really a chatzar. And therefore, even according to Rav, you can carry the entire chatzar. But only the big one, not the small one, because the big one still has 4 mechitzas. The small one is considered to be completely open to the big one. Says the Gemara, Rameir Oimer. Recording now, the Rameir came to answer a taina against Rabban. Rameir old, you could carry in the roofs. They say you can't. So, don't you agree with me that if you have vessels in the chotzer, you can carry the entire chotzer? Why do you say the roof you can't carry? Omrulai, the answer to him, lo yomadu b'chotzer she'en l'dirim l'mato. Torah b'gag she'esh l'dirim l'mato. Meaning a chotzer is used equally by everybody. But a roof, every roof is miyuchad, is specific to the owner of the house. So it's very separated. That's why you can't carry in all the roofs. What happens if you have, similar to what we mentioned before, that the chotzer, the courtyard is in the gag? Everybody goes to the roof, and that's what they use as a chatzar. You want to tell me now you can't carry in this roof? So they answered to him, similar idea. If you have a chatzar on the roof, so right now, nobody has a specific area that belongs to him. It's a chatzar, it's a courtyard, so everybody's using it equally. But when you don't have a chatzar on the roof, so each roof is being used for that area specifically. Answer them. What happens if you do make a mechitzas in the chatzar, and you say you can use only this area of the chatzar, you can use only this area of the chatzar, you divide the usage of the chatzar. Now you'll tell me you can't carry within the chatzar? Says the Gemara, until here there was what answer. For now on, there was Rabbanan did not have what answer to Rameir. They still had an answer. They continued answering him. So answer the Gemara, when you have a roof, it's considered, you say, good asking mechitzes. You consider the mechitzes going up. So you have a real mechitza, you're separating the roofs. And even though right now, on top of the roof, it doesn't look like you have mechitzes, I look at the mechitzes on the house as if they're going up. So I have true mechitzas over here, and that's why it's divided. By a chatzah, you don't have true mechitzas. When you have these mechitzas, the Gemara mentions, they're temporary ones. They're like you have a mechitzah in shul. It's not something which is permanent, and therefore that doesn't divide the chatzah. Says the Gemara, "Have a meimer loin," and he answered them, "Meimer, uf ano isti yom kegoyv." I also agree. You say good asking mechitzah yosef. But so what? So explains Reb Chaim that I say that only in the outside mechitzas that are very clear. But the mechitzas between the roofs, which you don't see from the outside, it's only if you go into the house you see it, but you don't see it on the outside, there I don't see good asking mechitzas. So for me, I look at a roof that's all one big open area, and I don't see it divided by mechitzas. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Samech.